You're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Dungeons & Dragons, the 20-sided tavern, playing now at the Montalban Theater in Los Angeles, November 25th through December 21st, 2025. The long-beloved tabletop game Dungeons & Dragons comes to the historic Montalban Theater, a live game turned theatrical with a phone-based voting feature that made the game interactive for the audience, a play for the Twitch generation that is more of a sporting event than a dramatic outing. So this is one of those shows where it's a different show every night because actors' decisions are made from the audience on your smartphones. So yes, if in 2025 you still are using a flip phone, this show practically puts in the assumption that you've already upgraded. But I understand flip phone. When you're angry and you want to just let them know, I don't know, maybe someone can make a phone slamming app. Have your phone primed and ready because the questions and challenges come quick and fast. And if you don't have that phone primed, you can miss a lot of the challenges. They try to pack so much interaction that it's exhausting, and honestly, it takes away from the story dynamics and impact. The phone part is a good thing, but too much of a good thing. I mean, we're already on our phone so much anyways. One of the great things about theater is to get off of them for a bit. The cast have what looks like they're having a really good time. They have a good grasp on improvising on stage with witty puns and banter and jovial competition. But I don't know if there was enough in this show to warrant a 2-hour and 30-minute runtime. I think this can be a fun excuse to hang out with your friends, and the actors sure do put on a show. Connor Marks, aka Geek Theater Kid Michael Phelps, and also the Dungeon Master in this show, does a great job keeping the story going and energy flowing, whether it's spelling out the story or throwing some hot dice. The various ways to show and use dice around the set did keep things interesting as far as the gameplay. There's something great about geek culture being able to be so loud and free in a show like this. I give this show an 8.1 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. I think a younger audience is going to really dig something like this.